It happens every day. A relative dies, and family members acquire the items of that person's life. One person gets the china, another the furniture. In Nancy Hastings' case, it was a box of letters, telegrams, and newspaper clippings chronicling the last few months of the life of Chester Schultz.
Got them down and realized that all these letters were there, you know, and just opening them, reading them. Of course, they weren't in any order. It was just a box of letters. And I thought, well, this is pretty interesting.
We enlisted the help of A.J. Casey to voice the letters sent home by Chester and Marta Briscoe to voice the replies of his mother, Gertrude.
Our company hopes not to be cheated out of a good scrap with the Hun. We are all in fine spirits, and do not worry about me, for I am in the place I want to be.
We learn how a visit to Chester during basic training gave Gertrude an idea that put Evansville in the national spotlight. According to Vandenberg County historian Stan Schmidt, Gertrude Schultz formed the group that would become known as the War Mothers of America.
She talked to different people, and the idea kind of caught on. And they set up the local, the War Mothers in Evansville. A little bit later, a congressman from Indiana introduced in Washington a bill to give them a national charter.
During the War Mothers' first national convention in Evansville in September of 1918, telegrams from Army General John J. Pershing and Pershing's boss, President Woodrow Wilson, praised Gertrude for her work in helping add the support of millions of women to the war effort. And finally, the agonizing months following World War I, as the nation celebrated, and Gertrude waited for word from her son that he was coming home.
Dear Chester, my dear boy, 3 months since this terrible war is over, and as yet haven't heard one word as to your whereabouts or your health. I know God is caring for you in answer, not only to my prayers, but many, many more. But oh, how I yearn to get one line written by you.
I imagine in her heart she probably was thinking that he wasn't alive, but hoping against hope that he was. You know, it's been 4 months and you got to know at some point something's desperately wrong, but hoping that you're wrong and, you know, and there's a miracle going to happen that he'll still be there.
Chester Schultz was cut down by machine gun fire just 4 days before the end of the war on a hillside in northern France.
To be opened only in the event I do not return. Dear Mother and Dad, I write this to you knowing that you will follow my wishes. I have done my bit for the country, but leave the ones behind that were all the world to me. But don't be sad, as I feel it an honor and want you to feel the same way. May God's blessing be with you all. Your son, Chester.
In our next segment, a nagging question turns Nancy into an author, researcher, and activist. Join us tomorrow for more of Chester and Gertrude at War.